You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome to TJ's Podcast.
Hey! Hello, I am TJ. That's my buddy Riggins over there, my little buddy Riggins. We're smarter than everybody else in the world, and we're going to prove it in the next hour. Because we're going to talk so much crap about everybody else that the only thing you can come up with is that we're just smarter than everybody else.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, I know. Sorry I didn't record it ahead of time, Riggins. You can fade that.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Just fade. There you go. Now just out. There. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't have time to record yesterday to have it all done so we could leave early. I was going to do that yesterday, and then I ran out of time, and dealing with my grass and the whole thing.
Sure. I was dealing with my grass yesterday, too. It's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm. And they are they're putting a whole new surface on our road. So it's all new blacktop, and it's a small road. Anyway, but my son was going to work yesterday, and on the road on which we live, he had to sit stopped with the, you know, they hold the stop sign up out there for 15 minutes.
Gosh.
You know, because they just, when you got a small road and then they got steamrollers and all of that stuff going. Mm-hmm. So I got stuck on that for a while. And then, I hate running errands, but I had to do that yesterday. So what I'm getting at is I apologize that we're having to be here now talking for this hour.
It's okay.
That takes us about 30 minutes to record.
Yeah.
Or 45.
Yeah.
But what?
Feels a lot longer, though.
Yeah. Hey, are you going to Publix today since Rob told you those sandwiches were on sale?
No.
Okay. I guess I'll have to trek over there and look and see if they have something that I'm looking for.
What is it? What are you looking for?
You know, it's so far out of my way.
Yeah.
What is it? A minute and a half from where we're sitting?
Maybe.
Something like that?
Yeah. They're great over there, though.
Yeah. So I guess this is it for the day.
All right. Well, thanks
just
for joining us.
Doing the thing. As the thizzle, as the kids say, doing our thizzle. What are you doing this weekend, Riggins? You always ask what everybody else is doing. And I'm doing more, by the way, we talked about it on our regular old morning show. I'm doing more than just putting out fertilizer. I mean, that's what you said I was doing. I have a social life.
Well, good for
so
you.
I'm going to a baseball game tonight.
Okay.
Then we'll do small town adventures tomorrow. Then on Sunday, I think we're flying to Tampa for some reason. Then flying from Tampa to Spain.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know, you should mention where you're going to do small town adventures.
Yeah. But you know what? Small town adventures is when, my wife, my little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael and I go to to a different town close to where we live, and we make videos and pictures and all of that for social media and say, this is what we're doing in this town, and this is what they have. You know, we're just featuring the town. But it's sometimes we know exactly where we're going, and then other times it's a last-minute decision. So I tried to get my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael last night to let me video them doing the promo about, you know, the thing.
It's a good idea.
Because they, I would have done it, though, in more of a in jest of them, because they're not comfortable doing that kind of thing. And they wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, they wouldn't?
No. No.
Maybe I'll ask.
Jenny is really good friends. I mean, one of her best friends is the race car driver, Casey Kane. And something was going, it was big in his life a couple years ago, and they were having a big celebration for him and all, but they couldn't be there. And so his girlfriend asked Jenny, she said, hey, people who can't be there are making videos for him, telling him congratulations, we're going to play it at the party and all that. And Jenny put it off so much that the girl had to keep calling, hey, if you're going to do that, I need it by this day, because she didn't want to do it. So they came to our house and wanted me to help them with it. And it was just basically a, hey, Casey, you know, wish we could be there tonight. It's what it should have been. Wish we could be there tonight, but congratulations. You did this and this and this and this. And you would have thought that I had just handed them a script to act out the first scene in Schindler's List. I mean, they were, and then Jody kept laughing at them. I mean, she was just like, she had to go into the pantry because they were sitting at the counter, the bar in the kitchen, and Jody was in the pantry, like trying to mute her laughter, but she wasn't doing a good job of it.
That's not helpful. No. Somebody's laughing at you and you're trying to do something you're uncomfortable with.
It was hilarious because it was so awkward for him.
Did you get many funny lines to do, or is it pretty straightforward?
I ended up narrating it as the camera person.
Oh, that's good. That was smart. Yeah. That's funny though.
Yeah, so they wouldn't do that last night. Okay. I didn't mean to go off on that tangent when you said that you should promote where you're going to be, but I think we're going to Elkin, North Carolina.
Elkin?
Yeah.
Some of these places, I've lived in North Carolina my whole life. I go, where in the hell is that?
I don't even know.
I thought Elkin was in South Carolina.
No. You know where we got the tulips? We went to the tulip farm.
Yeah.
It's not far from there, okay. Which is north of here.
That was Harmony.
Harmony is close to Elkin.
Okay.
Not far from it.
In the sticks.
Yeah.
Out in the sticks.
Uh-huh. But they have, when we were in Harmony doing the tulip farm thing, as jealous as I know all the other men were watching that, we just drove up. We went to a winery and all that, and then we drove into Elkin just to see what it looked like, if it had potential for a small town adventure. And it's a quaint little downtown area. So
cool.
That's why we're going.
One thing you can help me out with is if you know a time when you might send the first video, that would be super helpful, because what I find myself doing is I go out in the morning, I wake up super early, and I walk the dog and I cut the grass, have breakfast, and I'm like, oh, I want to take a nap now. But I don't want to miss the so it sometimes it's like around 2:30.
Uh-huh.
But if it's like 1:00.
Well, I used to do the first video from Jenny and Michael's house.
Yeah.
And we always meet at their house at 1:00.
Yeah.
But since we're doing more pictures now than videos, I've been waiting until we get to the first place and then doing that. So
that does seem to work.
Yeah. So it look for it around 2:00.
Okay.
It'd be a good average. The first one would be around 2:00.
Yeah.
So sleep your ass off. That's what you can do. Sleep your ass off. All right. Well, let's get to the stuff we're supposed to be talking about. There is a new thing that that feminists are using, and it's called manslamming. Now, yeah, you would think that feminists are always slamming men, meaning verbally slamming men, criticizing and whatnot. But this is physically slamming men. Like when you're walking past a man on the sidewalk, don't step aside or move at all so you can both pass easily and all. Actually slam into him. Because why should you have to move?
Yeah, right.
So this is audio of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Normalize not moving out of the way for men that's coming towards you on the sidewalk. Why do I have to move?
I've been doing the not moving for men experiment. And let me tell you, they don't move. I have crashed into so many men. I would like to compare women's experiences not moving for men. Tell me, have you ever tried to not move out of the way for men?
So it's a trend now. They're saying this is what women need to be doing.
Yeah.
First of all, here's the thing about feminism. Not the thing, but one of the things. They have these rules about men this and men that and men this and that, until it's convenient for them. For example, I don't need a man paying for me and da da da. And then you go out on a date and then they go on to the social medias complaining because he didn't take them to a nice enough restaurant. Like he should be spending more on me, or even coming up with a, a man should buy my food and drinks because that is it's because I am doing him the favor of and for all of the privilege that men have. This is just one thing that we get, you know. So this is one of those things. I truly believe that if you're passing a woman on the sidewalk and it's not wide enough for both of you to walk straight without bumping into each other, the man should move over and then let her walk. She shouldn't have to move. He should be doing that. But if they're true feminists, they wouldn't want a man, you know, they don't want him holding the door for you and all that kind of stuff. So I say just check them, like, you know, like hockey players do.
Just full body check. Everyone's sharing their story now. Because that was the prompt. And they were like, I had to stop doing it because I ran into three guys today and none of them moved. But I agree with you. I think if you're a guy and you, well, they should each move. You should each make consideration because you're a human and that's the right thing to do. You each make way for each other. But if that's true, I can't imagine that guys are just like, I don't see you. I'm walking right through you. That's crazy.
But I would probably do it for anybody else.
Of course.
It doesn't even have to just be a woman. It could be, you know, another guy or an old person.
It's called being considerate. Like,
yeah, just make the effort. Because you and I are good people, Riggins. Maybe. So many other people are just rotten. We're smarter and better than average people.
Yeah, it's called consideration. Mm-hmm. You know, it's...
But you know what's going to happen now? Is that this thing gets big enough, gets popular enough, men are going to start purposely not moving.
Really?
Yeah. And then they're going to really end up slamming into each other.
Yeah. Yeah, one woman said that's happened. She was like, we just full on, straight on, walked into each other. That's crazy. You're going to get hurt.
But is that so... have we gotten to that point where people are so socially inept that you have to have a conversation all over the world about sidewalk etiquette?
Unfortunately, yeah. Yeah. I was talking to my dad the other day. He goes, you got to realize, like, most people in at work or in real life have no idea what they're doing. Most people are not as plugged in as you or I would be. Most people. And social media has brought those people to the forefront. You see everybody now.
Yeah. And I've been telling y'all that for years. That, you know, just like I said, everybody's weird but I. You know, and that's basically what your dad is saying. Every other person on earth is weird but TJ.
It's just crazy.
That's what he's saying. All right. We have some more Gram Slam coming up, as well as we got to get to some stupid celebrity stuff. The Swifties are upset, but not at anything that I've said or anything. I'm not important enough for the Swifties to be mad at me. So we'll get into all that coming up next.
TJ's podcast.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
To TJ's podcast.
Yep. With my buddy Riggins. Riggins on the ones and twos over there, mixing it and scratching it. But don't scratch it no more. We're back on TV.
Yes.
He's scratching it. Riggins, I don't know if you thought that what you had imagined my reaction being to the to the video that you said was precious.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I figured you would be snarky about it.
Okay. Well,
it's stupid.
Let's just play the audio of it, and then we'll see and let the fanaticos predict what I'm going to say about it, how I'm going to come down on this issue. Did you get the audio Rob sent?
Jacked
up the volume on it because it was recorded at a low volume. So it's a girl, and she's lying on her side. It looks like in bed. She's not naked or anything, and she's got her phone right in her face, and she's, you know, kind of whispering what she had witnessed.
Hey, I was in the drive-thru, and the girl taking my credit card had the sickest denim jacket on, and it had a little cowboy boot patch, and I was like, I love your jacket. And she said, thank you. It's my grandma's. And I said, oh my God, that makes it even better. And she said, I know. She passed away, but her cough drops are still in the pocket. And I said, you better leave them there forever.
She said, it's my grandma. She passed away, and her cough drops are still in the pocket.
You better keep that.
Keep it forever.
That was really sweet.
Yeah, well,
it's funny. She told that story pretty funny.
But here's the thing. I absolutely love that. I
think, oh, good.
Yeah, I loved it too. I thought that was great.
You better
keep this. She's funny because that cry wasn't real.
Yeah.
You know, she was just,
oh, yeah. Oh, it was funny.
Keep that forever.
That is really sweet.
Oh,
her
man.
Cough drops are in the pocket. And that,
if I'm in drive-thru, the first thing I would think, being a cynical person, is why are you wearing a denim jacket with your uniform?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're not supposed to do that. But if that same thing happened the same way with me driving through fast food, I'd probably be really tearing up leaving. I would. I might even have to wipe a tear.
Yeah. When you stumble onto a situation like that, it's even more like, oh, it kind of catches you off guard. You're like, oh, well, actually, it's my grandmother's. She passed away and her cough drop. You go, oh my gosh. It just kind of catches you off guard when you're not expecting, especially in a drive-thru line. I get her reaction to it. Yeah.
Because that is something that all grandmas have to have, whether they use them or not. But just by crossing over into the grandmother stage, you've got to have cough drops.
I think so.
Somewhere.
It's a staple.
Yeah.
Wallet, keys, cough drops.
Juicy Fruit or Double Mint Gum.
Sure. Yeah, I thought that was really sweet. I have something kind of the same. So we had a cookie jar growing up, mm-hmm. and, you know, we had, you know, put Oreos in it or whatever. And I took it when I went to college for my dorm room. My mom was like, oh, you put it on your desk or something to remind you of home. And so it hasn't had cookies in it since probably 2000, maybe the year 2005.
Yeah,
but if you take the lid off and you put your head in it, it still smells like cookies. So that's like my great trick. Whenever my brother comes over my deck, I go, smell it. And that the sense of smell just kind of triggers something. You're like, oh, my God, I remember that. So kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. You would have been boo-hooing, though, leaving there.
Oh, my God.
If that happened to you.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a good sweet moment.
But, I mean, what if her grandmother was a real bitch?
Well, it's true.
She just said it was my grandma. She didn't say my grandma was a good person or she was so sweet. She was just probably, she could have been like, this is my old bitch ass grandmother's jacket. It's the only good thing I ever got out of her.
Yeah.
And still got her disgusting cough drops.
She's like, is there anything on the back? And she goes, actually, yes. And there's a big swastika on the back. Like, oh! No! Yeah, she was a Nazi.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
Mm-hmm. It's just like when somebody tells you look like a celebrity. That's not necessarily a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, the celebrity could be somebody who's known for being ugly, getting parts because they're so ugly.
Sure. It's not always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, I told a girl one time that she looked like Steve Buscemi, and she got all pissed off.
It's a bad angle for him. He can look handsome.
But, you know, he's made a career out of that.
Absolutely.
About with the way he looks. He's a good actor, too, though.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, did you ever watch
Boardwalk?
No.
That was a good one.
Oh. What was that about?
The Boardwalk. Atlantic City in, like, the 20s and 30s.
Oh, it's a period piece?
Yeah. Oh, it was good. Real good.
Was there any killing?
All killing. It was on HBO. I think it was on Max or Showtime. I forget. It was awesome.
You know what? Those British shows that people are starting to like on Netflix and all, like the British crime shows and things—not documentaries, but like fiction.
Okay.
You know, the people are starting to like those, and they're all right, but the cops don't seem tough like American cops in shows. You know. So if there's killing, it's not as graphic in a lot of, like, that Fool Me Once show with the Brits did that one, and the cops, you know, they don't even carry guns.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I told Jody, I was like, hey, I told my wife, this is a good show, but it's not, there's not enough, you know, realistic violence.
I don't know.
She goes, you are sick. But
need a little meat on the bone.
Yeah.
Grit.
Yeah, there's no grit to it.
Yeah, I get that.
But that movie, you say, there's grit to that? Steve Buscemi movie?
It was a series. It was a show.
What channel was it on?
I think Showtime or Max. Oh. Rob, did you watch Boardwalk?
No.
Oh, great. He plays a gangster in it, and it's just killing and violent, and then Al Capone shows up.
Like Bloods, Crips, which one was he?
No, it was like, you know, mobsters, gangsters.
Okay.
It was so good.
Bless it. But anyway, yeah, the girl with the jacket, that's cool, unless her grandmother was a bad person.
Yeah.
A lot of them are.
Sure, just because they're old doesn't mean they're automatically super sweet.
Right.
But a lot of people do like old people.
Yeah, I like the old people from my day. When I was young, old people then were different than they are now.
You like everything that was in your day.
No, there are a lot of things I like better.
Like what?
I like the some of the technological advances and things like that. From my day, which was, you know, the 80s, the thing that I miss most about that era is people who are actually enthusiastic and proud of being Americans, you know? Mm-hmm. Because Ronald Reagan brought that. I mean, everything he did was, you know, America's the greatest and it needs to be lifted up and all of that. That and the brightly colored clothes. I love that.
Neon.
Okay, what is it that you're asking about, John Bon Jovi?
Yeah, so there's this new, they call it a rockumentary.
Oh, yeah.
A rocuseries, which looks really good. I saw a I don't know anything about Bon Jovi. I know a couple of their songs, but I was never like a Bon Jovi person. But there's this new series out, 4 parts. Each of them is an hour long. They said it gets really into details. They said the first episode is the best one. It's out today. And, Bon Jovi's John has been doing the media rounds promoting this thing. I think it's on Hulu. And he was talking about his wife, and that's the big headline that's on all the websites now, is that he's been in this long-term marriage, and he said every day is a challenge. And I thought, that doesn't come off, I don't know, if I'm your spouse, I'm like, every day is a challenge?
Maybe he was making reference to the fact that every day is a challenge to, on his part, to be what he needs to be as a husband.
Maybe, because he does go into detail. And he goes, the quote was, I haven't been a saint
right
in our marriage. And then he says, you know, it's a challenge every day.
But people who do say that about marriage, you're right, that sounds terrible. It's not a struggle every day. It's not a challenge every day. Now, you do have things that you have to work on and things that you need to be aware of and all that, but it's not a challenge if you're, you know, in a marriage that where you love each other and all.
I'd be pissed reading that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, and you're right. You haven't been a saint. So why would you not take that opportunity to be like, you know what, we've been married a long time. And they're, you know, we love each other so much, we'll get through the trials and the tribulations. But I would not say it like, every day's a challenge, or it's a challenge every day.
Screw you. It's such a laborious task.
Yeah.
To wake up and be her husband every day.
Yeah. Unlike the Today Show, you know, it's not like it's some goofy rock magazine. You're in the Today Show that all women watch, you know. And you're talking about how much of a challenge is.
Was she there on the show with him?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I was just wondering if it was awkward, like when Mike Tyson was married to Robin Givens, and then she's on 2020 or whatever they're doing the interview, and he's sitting there on the couch, and she starts talking about how terrible he is at times. And I think she was even describing his being abusive to her and all, and he's just sitting there. It was awkward, so at least it wasn't one of them. And benefit of the doubt, let's say he was talking about, it's a challenge to be good enough and to make sure he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Because he's got the devil in him or something.
The devil's running through my body every day. And I gotta fight him off.
But it could just be that thing that we always talk about with celebrities, that they're just so dramatic.
It's dramatic.
Swear you out.
Yeah.
So speaking of dramatic celebrities, Taylor Swift's fans, the little Swifties, have gotten upset at a fellow musician for something that he said about Taylor Swift. And we'll break all of that down for you coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
So, oh, I didn't show you this, Riggins. I'm sorry. I know we're supposed to be talking about the Swifties, and we will. We'll get to it. But I have this room that I use for a lot of things. I don't like the term man cave, but if somebody did like using that word, that's what this would be. You know, that's how you would describe my room. It's my TV watching room. It's my nap taking room. And it's also my home studio room when I record podcasts and stuff from home. And I call it the puffy couch room because there's what I call a puffy couch because it's all puffy. And it's two recliners hooked together, but with a little console thing in between that has cup holders and things like that. My wife says it's hideous. Well, for some reason, one side of it is starting to show some wear and possibly even have some structural damage.
Okay.
From, you know, somebody using it all the time.
Right.
And I need a new, soon I'm going to need a new couch for in there. And this is the one I want. Can you see that? It's a gorilla couch. It's a couch shaped like a giant gorilla.
What a stupid couch.
Can you see it on the video?
I can't tell.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can though. It's a huge, like King Kong.
And they make bunches of, they have different gorilla designs. They have ones that are just a big single person chair. They have a love seat. They have a full cow. I mean, it's just crazy.
That is crazy.
I love it. So if you're not watching the video portion of the show or you couldn't see it on the camera just now, just Google gorilla couch. Gorilla sofas is what you should Google. I love it.
I bet they're really well made too. they'll hold up. You know,
I didn't even look at the prices though.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
probably ridiculous.
Mm. So one of the new albums that's out this week is a new album from the Pet Shop Boys. I'm sorry, Pet Shop Boys, not the Pet Shop Boys. And they had a couple of American hits. In the 80s, one was their biggest hit was West End Girls. It's kind of like a techno sounding song. I like it. And then let me see, they had their other song that they had that was a hit. It wasn't quite as big of a hit in US America, but I loved it. I liked it even more than West End Girls. But it's a sin is what it was called. It's a sin. Then they had another. I forgot about this one. They had another one called, he goes, what have I done to deserve this? Now, I used to, like, I didn't like any of those British 80s bands and stuff, those British pop bands. I didn't like any of that, except for those guys. I liked them.
Really?
But one of them was giving his critique of Taylor Swift's music. And all he said was that he doesn't see how she's on par with somebody like Michael Jackson, because not because of the way she looks or anything like that, but mainly because of the music, and not the lyrics, but the instrumentation, the melody, I mean, all of that stuff. And he was on a panel at some kind of a conference. He said, Taylor Swift sort of fascinates me as a phenomenon because she's so popular. And I sort of quite like the whole thing. But then when I listen to the records, for a phenomenon as big, where are the famous songs? What's Taylor Swift's Billie Jean? So I listened to that the other day, and it's not Billie Jean. So what he's saying is that she has the popularity and the emotional attachment from millions and billions of fans around the world, but the music doesn't, her music doesn't fit her popularity. Meaning,
whatever that means.
Well, it means that Michael Jackson was that popular, Elvis was that popular, but their music was deserving of that more so than Taylor Swift. He's like, Taylor Swift's music doesn't measure up to other people that have had her level of popularity. And you disagree with that, Regan?
Yeah. I mean, you can say that, but say, you know, if you can fill up stadiums around the world, you're clearly popular. And if you want to, it's who's compared her to Michael Jackson? No one was doing that, but.
Well, they may have been at this conference that he was on the panel of. Somebody may have brought that up. But
I'm not Michael Jackson. I'm not saying I am. Well, I'm not trying to compare myself.
But as far as the fan reaction to her, she is close to Michael Jackson.
Then their reaction to her songs make it equally or more important than Billie Jean. If you watch the videos from those shows, and I've never been to one, but I've seen enough videos to speak about it, there is a energy about their excitement that has not been duplicated probably in their whole life, obviously. They're young women. So whatever it's doing, it's resonating with them. And yeah, they would probably say, I'd much rather hear this than Billie Jean or whatever you can compare it to. It means something to them. So
right.
to discount the popularity, it's like, well, to you.
Yeah, because he's a trained musician. I think he's speaking on from a trained musician's perspective.
She's not?
Yeah, she is, but he's only because he says she's got a great voice and the production is beautiful, but melodically it's almost restive. It's all sung on one or two notes going up and down. So he's saying the complexity of her music is not on par with the complexity of Michael Jackson's music.
And maybe it's not.
All he was saying. But he likes her, and he's glad that she's so popular and all of that. But you can't say anything negative about her without her cult-like fans getting all upset and then attacking.
Well, they're not even freaking out about it because they don't know who the Pet Shop Boys are.
Yeah.
The thing is that gets picked up in every article, and it's kind of like, oh, yes, we got something negative to run because, you know, she's on top of the world. She's selling out places. So it's, you know, it's fun to kind of poke holes in the.
Well, see, this came from People Magazine, so, and The Guardian. So I would think that they're doing that to put a target on him. Like they're not, Taylor Swift, like we talked about yesterday, she's bulletproof to the media and you know, people who promote singers and artists and all of that stuff. The only people that would be complaining about Taylor Swift in the media would be people who are just, you know, like they're rock critics and things like that.
Well, CNN's got an article out today. It's like, is Taylor Swift overrated? And I thought, oh, that's a big.
Well, and it could be the same thing. Statement. It could be that somebody else said that and some music person said that. And they're trying to, because they, listen, people know in the media what happens when somebody says something negative about Taylor Swift or Beyonce, you know, that their fans go after them. And Taylor Swift uses that to her advantage. Like she uses them as, you know, like a hitman. Like that whole thing, you know, like we've talked about with Scooter Braun and all of that. I mean, she basically sicked her fans on him, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but I'm saying the media knows what happens. But CNN would never just come out and expose something about Taylor Swift. What is it? Are they saying
it's called? It's the title of the article, and it's good to get headlines. I mean, it's a good headline. I just don't get Taylor Swift, and it's like this whole. And they even put like this preface, like disclaimer: I do not dislike her. I wish her all the happiness and success in the world. Please, I have a family. In parentheses, before they get into their thing, which you is see? So funny.
Is it a critic though that's just giving a review?
It's sort of a wide-reaching. You know, takedown.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
It's going to happen to everybody.
It'll happen to everyone. You're the biggest thing in the world. It's inevitable. People are going to be like, well, I don't like it, you know, because that makes, gets far more clicks than something that was like, it's actually a great album or it's, this show is great. The negativity will rise to the surface.
Yeah. And again, I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift's for political reasons. And I don't dislike her music, but to me, it's, you know, it's what pop music should be. It doesn't have to be important, you know. I do think that some of her songs now, she's a little old to be singing from that perspective of a younger person, like a teenager. But as far as somebody that young people could follow and like, she's a way, way better influence than most other musicians, especially for girls.
Absolutely. For young girls.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Like I would much rather, you know, when my daughter was young, for her to be a Taylor Swift fan and want to be like Taylor Swift than Megan Thee Stallion.
And you can literally pick out any of them. You're like, oh, no.
And all they're talking about is how they're, you know, getting it.
Yeah. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that. So I treat her in that for that exact same reason, with a little more respect or whatever it is. Like, I just look at her a little bit differently.
Yeah. But then I would be there, you know, if my daughter started falling in with some of Taylor Swift's political things, I would be there to stop that. Just like I always was with the public school system. You know, I was always there to deprogram them from what they learned in the public schools, all that Marxism and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my kids used to love it when we'd go for orientation and all that, and I'd ask them what they were going to be teaching about, you know, global warming. And I said, I know they got to tell you, you know, what the answers are that you're looking for, that the state's looking for, but I just need to know when I got to deprogram them when they get home.
like a nuclear waste victim.
Yeah, one of the proudest moments as a parent I ever had was my son was about first grade. Came in from school and he was mad. He goes, "Dad, look what I had to do at school today." And he slammed this paper down on the kitchen counter. And he had had to paint or color a big, you know, picture of the globe and then put a Band-Aid on it. And he knew that that was wrong.
Put a Band-Aid on it?
Yeah, because the earth needs healing, Riggins. It's destroying it. It's hurting. Band-Aid on the earth's boo-boo.
So stupid.
All right, so that is it. Riggins, you can start your weekend, go get your submarine sandwich, whatever you're going to do. And then I'm going to go spread fertilizer.
Yeah, good for you.
Mm-hmm. How long does that take?
Oh, wow, you got a seeder, a spreader?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. But you got a big yard.
I am a spreader.
Please. Seed spreader at that.
All right. Thanks for watching and listening. Tell your friends. You go fill out the little survey at acetj.com/fanatico to become an official TJ Fanatico. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow from Small Town Adventures on our social medias. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.